Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We are back and we are live. We're live on Facebook. We're live on Twitter. We're live on WCCO Radio. Paul and I are in the studio and we are now joined. And I'm so glad every time I see him and hear his voice, by Joe Lindsley, who is our reporter on the ground in Lviv. He is with the Lviv Lab, an independent news organization that he founded a few years ago when he moved to Ukraine. Joe, it is so wonderful to see you.
Hey, great to see you all. Thank you for letting us speak to you and share the stories of Ukraine with America.
So, Paul, when I was talking to Joe earlier today, he said there were air raid sirens. So tell us, what is happening in Lviv today?
Well, yeah, you know, when we spoke last week, we had a period of calm here. It was the first time since the war began for about 5 or 6 days, we had no air raid alerts whatsoever. And then the past 3 days, from about 2 o'clock in the morning or 2 or 3 in the morning until 8 a.m., 3 days in a row, the entire city has been sheltered. And the climax of that was Sunday, was the second day of that, when Yavoriv, which is a military base halfway between Lviv and Poland. So it starts maybe about 35 miles from Lviv, and the Russians attack that. I'm sure you've read all the news about that today, but it's very notable because, I mean, for 8 years since the Euromaidan Revolution, almost 8 years, NATO and American Marines and others have been training and working with Ukrainians at that base. And a lot of the foreign fighters coming in from all over the world were coming in the past weeks into that base. And so the fact that Russia targeted a base that's so close to Poland, if they had missed, they could have hit NATO territory. I actually was very near that base last spring. I went into the forest on a hike and a picnic with friends, and we had Polish cell service. So it's very interesting how close they were willing to get. And, you know, I will say in that, when I was there in the summertime, there's some Jewish cemeteries there, and there's a lot of reminders of what happened in World War II. And there were villages that were, the Jewish populations were completely wiped out by the Nazis. And I remember walking through those forests just a few months ago, trying to imagine wartime in that peaceful land. And I could never have imagined this moment. And now we don't have to imagine because it's returned.
Joe, I'm curious, what is the mood of the people in Lviv? I mean, I know Ukrainians are stoic and they're fierce and they're doing everything they can to protect their homeland and their hometowns. Mm. But talk a little bit about the mindset. And is it a siege right now in Lviv? Are people being fed? Is there enough water? Is the power staying on?
Yeah, Lviv is completely functioning. There's a siege in Mariupol, which is on totally surrounded by the Russians and being constantly attacked, and they have limited access to the outside world. Kharkiv has been under fire in the east, but Lviv is normal. In fact, well, with one major difference, the city feels very different because there are so many foreign journalists and diplomats, and everyone in the city comments that, you know, you go to your usual places and we don't recognize all these people. So the city has taken on a very different atmosphere. So it feels extremely foreign. Strangely, over the weekend, for the first time, music returned to the streets. Maybe because people have to go on, people want to make money. But even after that horrible strike on the airbase, which about half of the city could feel their houses shake, those who lived on the western side of the city could feel the impact of those explosions. Some of those explosions were Ukrainian air defense, and some were the Russians being successful. So, Paul, I'll say Lviv, it's like being, it's the same city, but it's like it's ripped from the pages of a different book right now. It's very strange. Ukrainians now this morning at 2 a.m. when we were awakened again, the whole city is listening together. Everyone is texting with each other, saying, "Do you hear anything?" And sort of communicating in this network of friends and family and sort of the civil society. So Ukrainians, the Leopolitans, the people of Lviv, we've been preparing for weeks. A lot, you know, at the train station where there were tons of refugees, a lot of that has been cleaned up. They have moved significant numbers of refugees away to safety, women and children. And so there is a sense of readiness here for what might come.
Tell us about the president. I believe I saw him walking around the city of Kyiv this weekend. What do you hear from him? Does he remain safe? What's the latest?
Well, I think the thing I realized, you know, his actions are impacting individual Ukrainians and sort of giving them courage. And when you ask Ukrainians, what are they feeling? You know, in fact, maybe I mentioned this to you last week, but there was an American, we have a lot of Americans sort of showing up here. An American reporter asked if it was safe to go to Kyiv. And one of the Ukrainians on our team responded, as long as our president is not only there, but walking the streets, you know, Kyiv stands and it's safe. Kyiv has been in this very strange waiting period. There is this column of, you know, Russian tanks and apparatus starting about 15 miles north of Kyiv. It's been sitting there. Ukrainians haven't attacked it, and it's just waiting. And so Kyiv feels like it's a hornet's nest now, waiting for something to happen. But the president, I would say Zelensky continues to inspire regular Ukrainians. Today, an American called, and I was with a group of Ukrainians, and this American from Texas said, you know, how are you guys doing? And one of my Ukrainian friends said this. He said, I'm good because we have a war with Russia for freedom, for our values, which is why I'm happy, because everything is clear. And there is this, you know, there's a lot of suffering here, as we see, but there's a strong sense that this was going to happen sometime and people are ready for it. And I think a lot of that energy comes from Zelensky's attitude.
Yeah. I mean, the resistance, some people are saying this is going to be Russia's Afghanistan. I've heard that good luck occupying long term Ukraine. It would take hundreds of thousands, possibly a couple of million of Russian forces to do that. I'm curious, do you hear the same things that we hear from the press, Joe, in terms of the longer this drags out, the more desperate Putin may be to score a win. And the only way he may be able to get a win is if he ratchets up the weapons, whether it's chemical or biological or, God forbid, even tactical nukes. Or we're hearing reports, not in Lviv, but also in some of these other cities around Ukraine, of indiscriminately targeting civilians. I mean, specifically targeting civilians to make a point to instill terror. How are people on the street taking this?
Well, I mean, and from moment one, from the first attack on Kharkiv when this began, civilians have been the main target. You know, in that sense, the attack on the military base here was sort of unusual. And we see evacuation corridors have been targeted. And so, I mean, and the comparisons to Hitler have been clear, because there's been no regard for civilian safety. And we see this right in the past week in the suburbs north of Kyiv, where there's been intense fighting, where citizens and foreign journalists have been killed. I was talking with friends in Sweden a couple of days ago, and they say the Swedes are on higher alert, that people are being called up to the military reserves there. It's not being widely reported. Really? But other neighbors in Europe are beginning to worry and say, you know, will this, and this is what the refrain of many Ukrainians is, you know, they think today, you know, Ukrainians feel that they're fighting for the West, and because that they don't think that Putin would be stopped if he could succeed in taking this country. And I think that attack so close to the Polish border, suggests that he might have bigger designs.
Joe, I'm following on social media, and I know you posted this past weekend that your Facebook had been shut down and possibly your Twitter. Who is shutting these down, and do you feel that you can still give information out, true information from where you are?
Well, this is why primarily we've been posting our content on our Telegram channel, where you can reach your users directly without algorithms. And Telegram might have some Russian connections, so we never use that for private communication. We only use Signal, but for public broadcasts, we use Telegram. We had a Ukrainian Freedom News page on Facebook, and we had just started it, and we got shut down within maybe, I guess, 2 days. And frankly, I haven't had the time to challenge or fight it. We have to be mobile and move around to as many channels as possible. So we have that landing page, LvivLab.com, which is hosted in America, where we can hopefully always get information out no matter what happens.
Joe, how are you doing? Are you getting enough sleep, enough to eat? I mean, I'm just amazed at the reporting that you're doing, and we're so glad to have you on our air. So glad that you're safe. But how are you doing?
Well, for one, I'm if I ever get too tired or want to complain, I mean, the energy of my team of Ukrainians around me here in our newsroom, in our bunker, and all of the friends I've made the past 2 years when I got accidentally stuck here in the pandemic, everyone has rallied together to help each other and even just to encourage each other. In that sense, I feel I'm meant to be here. The past 3 days, hardly anyone's got enough sleep, and we're all reminding each other we have to. And I haven't been able to go running in 3 days, which I was even doing, during the war. We have to stay fit and healthy should the worst hit the city. And we do try to remind each other this. So after I get off of this, I will hopefully be going to sleep with no air raid alarms tonight. We'll see.
Yeah. Thank you for staying up late with us.
Yeah.
Get some rest. But every day that I can check in with you or see you on Instagram is a good day. I can breathe a sigh of relief. So thank you for keeping us posted. And we're going to keep checking in with you.
Thank you so much. And I would say if your viewers have any questions about Ukraine and, things that I can think of in advance, I'd be happy to. We got a great team here. We'd be happy to try to help answer Americans' questions.
Should they go to LvivLab.com, LvivLab.com?
Absolutely. And then you can click on our Telegram channel and send us questions there. And we'll be happy to do what we can to share the reality of this. Yep.
God bless you, Joe, and God bless the people of Ukraine and everybody who's supporting Ukraine. So thank you for joining us today on CCO. Be safe.
Yeah, thank you both. Do pobaczenia from Ukraine. Yeah. Till next time.
Thanks, Joe. Till next time. He is so inspiring. Just his energy. It's 11:30 there or midnight there. He's always so positive and so, that they're going to be victorious.
They're going to prevail.
Confident. He's amazing.
It's going to be ugly, but yeah. They're going to prevail, no doubt.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.